Beloved brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. Today we have a special message for the Christmas Eve.
我们特别回到路加福音的第二章8到14节。
And now we want to return to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14.
我们就看到这个平安夜的根本为什么称之为平安夜。
We want to see why this Christmas Eve is called a night of peace.
我为大家宣读这段中文圣经，等会长老为大家宣读英文。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更是看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。 牧羊的人就甚惧怕，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布，窝在马槽里，这就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美上帝说：在至高之处，荣耀归于上帝。”
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased."
今天是西方教会传统的圣诞节平安夜。
Now today it's a Christmas Eve according to the church tradition.
所以要被称之为耶稣基督降生的节日。
And it's a celebration for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么是称之为西方教会呢？ 因为四世纪西方教会开始 把12月25日定位圣诞节。
This is according to the Western church tradition, which started in the 4th century when we designated the December 25th as the day of Christmas.
希腊东正教会、俄罗斯东正教会到今天，他们都是以1月7日为圣诞节。
In fact, for the Eastern Orthodox churches, they actually celebrate the January 7th as their Christmas day.
在我们改革宗教会中，关乎圣诞节是否要过，每年也都有一些不同的声音。
Whether we should celebrate this day as Christmas, there are also differences in opinion.
因为圣经中确确实实没有就耶稣基督诞生的实证日子有精准的记载。
Because the Bible didn't really tell us the accurate the day and time when our Lord was born.
但是无论如何，圣诞节的精义是什么呢？
But no matter what, we should focus on the key message of Christmas.
这平安夜为什么称之为平安夜呢？
Why do we call this night a night of peace?
因为上帝给这个世界最大的恩赐就是平安之主耶稣基督本身。
Because the greatest gift from God is Jesus Himself, who is our Lord. And Jesus had given us the true peace by giving us the reconciliation between God and man. He washed away our sins and seized our inner struggles.
他也是整个世界国要攻打国民，要攻打民，要化干戈为玉帛。耶稣基督，他是平安之君。
And even among the nations, Jesus will bring peace. As the passage tells us in the second part of verse 14, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
兄弟兄姊妹，我们今天就用上帝最大的恩赐来分享这段平安夜的经文和信息。
And we wanted to share today's passage around the topic of the greatest gift of God.
其实这个平安夜，这个婴孩在马槽中是一个小小的孩子，他怎么能够会是全世界的救主带来平安的君王呢？
How can this baby in the manger in the Bethlehem become the king, the true king of the world?
当我们过圣诞节的时候,
as we celebrate Christmas,
我们一定要知道世界上很多人，很多国家，他们反对人过圣诞节。
We know that in many countries, in many nations, they are against the celebration of Christmas.
他们不相信耶稣基督是给全世界带来真正平安的救主和君王。
They do not accept Jesus as a savior and king who will bring peace to the world.
兄弟兄姊妹，尤其是在2020年直到今天大瘟疫、大动荡的时期，我们心中还有真正的平安吗？
Even till this day, as we're in this raging pandemic, do we truly have peace in our hearts?
我们看到，不管是中国，不管是欧洲，不管是美国，包括我们此时此刻主恩基督教会，我们的教堂之中。
We're here gathering in the church.
我们确确实实经历几百年未见的那种萧条冷落。
Even now, we can see the secularization and departure of people from the churches, whether it's here in the United States or in China or in Europe.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们在圣诞佳节的时候，仍然在朋友之间、亲戚之间，我们彼此互相交换礼物。
We do celebrate the occasion and we exchange gifts.
但是什么样的礼物是最宝贵的礼物呢?
But what kind of gifts are the best?
什么样的礼物能够使我们摆脱对死亡的恐惧?
What kind of gifts can alleviate us from the fear of death?
什么样的礼物能够解决美国现在大选的问题、中美关系的问题、整个世界的混乱?
What kind of gifts can solve all the problems we're having today?
我们常常讲中国大陆面对从威权政治转向宪政民主是3000年未有之大变局。
We often talked about the tyranny in China is the unprecedented.
但是我们看到美国今天也同样面对前所未有的巨大的挑战和变局。
But we also know that even our country now is facing unprecedented challenges and changes.
我们今天在美国能够说 Merry Christmas.
Even today we can we say Merry Christmas.
很多时候可能是否以后我们只能够在公共场合说 Happy Holiday 呢?
Perhaps in the future we in the public places you can only you're only allowed to say Happy Holidays.
耶稣基督的教会在美国还能够继续享有宗教信仰和崇拜的自由吗?
Even here in this country, will the church enjoy the freedom of our faith? We should not take our freedom and liberty here as granted. And I saw today that in a province in China, there was officially sanctioned the church that was about to celebrate Christmas.
看到他的这个申请举办大型宗教活动这个申请单子上，一共盖了1234，盖了12个红彤彤的公章。
And it was shown on the internet their application form to hold its Christmas celebration. There were 12 seals and stamps on that application form.
所以连这官办的 教会要在圣诞节举行例行公事的一个活动，就需要十二道工序。
So we can see that even for a routine celebration for the church requires 12 rounds of approvals.
感谢上帝，今天我们在主恩座教会，我们过圣诞节，我们一个工章也不需要盖。
We thank God that we don't need any of that here when we celebrate Christmas.
这就是我们在美国需要珍惜、需要捍卫、需要为之感恩的上帝赐给我们的宗教信仰、宗教敬拜的自由。
And we should treasure and we should be grateful for the religious freedom we enjoy.
但是弟兄姊妹，美国也在不断的发生改变。
But we know this country is changing.
过去美国都说是标准的基督教国家。
We used to say the United States is a Christian country.
现在我们就知道，包括学者也开始讲，美国是否进入一个post-Christian state, 是否进入一个后基督教的时代。
But in today, many people are wondering if the country is entering a post-Christian age.
进入一个后基督教的国家、后基督教的时代还是好的。
Even that is perhaps good.
更可怕的是，会不会成为一个低基督教的国家、低基督教的时代会临到美国？
We wonder if this country will actually become an anti-Christian country.
全体兄弟们，我们时时刻刻面对巨大的挑战和危机。
We always face these great challenges and crises.
所以我们时时刻刻需要回到圣诞节的精义。
So we need to go back to the true meaning of Christmas.
需要回到我们的拯救、我们的平安、我们的自由，不是从美国政府而来。
To know that our salvation is not from the government.
不是从特朗普总统或者是拜登总统。
It's not from President Trump or President-elect Biden.
我们敬拜的自由、我们的平安、我们的喜乐、我们的拯救，都在于从创造天地的耶和华而来。他通过耶稣基督拯救我们。
And our salvation is from the God who created heaven and earth, who is and the salvation that is has come through His Son Jesus Christ.
所以在这圣诞佳节的时候，我们要空前的认识到，耶稣基督他就是上帝给每个人、给每个国家、给每个民族、给全世界的最大的恩赐和礼物。
We know that Christ is the God, the greatest gift that God's given to all nations.
所以今天在我们这个信息中，我们就简单讲到三点。
So we want to focus on three main points.
说不要惧怕。
First, do not fear.
因为是大喜的信息。
And secondly, the good news of a great joy.
这个大喜的信息就是为你们生了救主，他就是主基督。
Which is it's born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
所以我们看到在伯利恒之夜地里有牧羊的人夜间按着更是看守羊群。
So we see that in verse 8, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock.
这是贫穷的牧羊人。
These were the poor shepherds.
在夜深人静的时候。
And in the middle of the night.
他们仍然要按着更是要劳动要休息。
And they still need to labor.
但是我们看到有主的使者忽然出现在他们旁边。
But we saw that an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
主的荣光四面照着他们。
And the glory of the Lord shone around them.
所以弟兄姊妹，这大喜的信息，耶稣基督是救主，不是来自于任何人。
So we see that this great news isn't from anyone.
不是来自于牧羊人。
It wasn't from the shepherds.
不是来自于希律王。
It wasn't from the King Herod.
不是来自于当时最强大的帝国的代表比拉多总督。
And it wasn't from the governor Pontius Pilate, who was the representative of the greatest the nation back then, most powerful nation.
甚至也不是来自于敬虔的文士和法利赛人。
And it wasn't even from the pious the Pharisees and the scribes.
这平安夜大喜的信息是来自上帝，来自上帝赐给的天使本身的。
And this great news was from God Himself, from the messengers of God.
所以当天使对这些牧羊人说话的时候，首先说的是不要惧怕。
And the first thing that angel said to them was, fear not.
弟兄姊妹, 当上帝的使者向上帝众的启明显现的时候, 常常讲, 不要惧怕, 不要惧怕, 不要惧怕。
We can see that often as in the Bible, when God spoke to men through the angels, the first things that was said was often, do not fear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,我们看到上帝向亚伯拉罕显现的时候,不要惧怕。
Just as the angels appeared to Abraham.
上帝向约书亚显现的时候,不要惧怕,要刚强壮胆。
As God was appearing to Joshua, was telling him to be strong and courageous and to not fear.
我们看到天使向约瑟显现的时候,也讲大卫的子孙约瑟,不要害怕。
And when the angels appeared to Joseph, the angels said the same thing.
我们看到当天使向玛利亚显现的时候,同样说,玛利亚,不要怕。
And also when the angels appeared to Mary, that was also what the angel said, to ask Mary not to fear.
向牧羊人说话的时候,说的是,同样首先重复的是,不要惧怕。
And that's the same thing that the angel repeated to the shepherds.
弟兄姊妹,之所以上帝及其使者不断地首先向我们宣讲的好信息就是不要惧怕。
And that's what is the first part of the news that the angel was trying to tell them was to not to fear.
因为在这个世界上充满了让我们胆战心惊,四面楚歌的险境。
Because in this world there's full of things that cause us to fear.
我们害怕寒冷,
we fear the cold.
我们害怕瘟疫,
we fear the plague.
我们害怕饥饿,
we fear hunger.
我们害怕亲人的背叛,
we fear betrayal.
我们害怕仇敌的攻击,
we fear the attacks from our enemies.
我们害怕自己的孤独和死亡,
we fear our loneliness and our death.
当我们有了钱钱的时候, 我们怕失去。
When we have money and wealth, we fear losing them. And when we don't have money, and we fear that we're going to stay poor.
虽然弟兄姊妹,在我们有限有罪有死的人生中,我们充满了各种各样的担心,惧怕,忧虑,劳苦,愁烦。
So in our short and the sinful lives, they're full of worries and full of sorrows, full of fears.
So at this
season of Christmas,
我们愿天使再次的借着他的圣言向我们心中说话。
And may the angels through God's word speak to us as well.
不要惧怕。
Fear not.
弟兄姊妹, 更重要的是我们不仅不要惧怕。
More importantly, brothers and sisters, not only should us not fear,
我们有什么可以使我们不要惧怕的呢? 这更重要。
What do we have that makes us not fear? That's even more important.
所以我们看到第二点就特别讲的说,我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
That's why the angel proceeded to tell the shepherds that to give them the good news of a great joy that will be for all the people.
这天使并没有说,我给你们报个信息。
The angel didn't simply say, I'll give you a piece of news.
天使讲,我给你们喜乐的信息。
The angel said, I give you the news of great joy.
而不是一般的喜乐的信息,而是大喜的信息。
And not just joy, but great joy.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们就看到,要取代我们的惧怕,取代我们的担心,取代我们的忧虑,关键是我们要用什么来充满我们呢?我们要用喜乐。
So that's why in order to conquer our fears and worries, we need to have something that occupy our hearts, which is joy.
所以在我们的人生中,关键不是要不要这样,不要那样,这消极的劝告没有价值,没有意义。
So a lot of times in our lives, what we need is not the negative exhortations.
关键是我们心中要有真正的使我们喜乐,使我们平安的。
What we need is truly something that gives us true joy and true peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就知道，在这个世界上，英文中常说一句话， "No news is good news."
As we often say today, no news is good news.
啊，这今天我们看到，不光是为美国公民、为美国的大选、为美国的未来祷告，甚至焦虑。
A lot of times we see in this election we worry and we pray for the election. I have a friend who is a college professor. And he said he wasn't able to sleep well. And he was wake up in the middle of the night and get on his computer.
因为中国大陆这个互联网它不能够直接这个联系到美国的网络和信息。
And he has to actually go over the great so-called great firewall in China to get on the internet.
然后我就看看到底美国的局势、美国的政局，因为关乎中国，到底怎么样了。
And he was worried about the political situations.
所以他就说我昼夜不得安息。And
he said he did not have peace.
所以说弟兄姊妹，今日新闻泛滥。
Today we have news all over the place.
过去远方的痛苦、远方的灾难很难打到我们的眼前。In
the past, the sufferings and the calamities in the remote places, it was not easy to reach us.
现在忽然之间，全世界的痛苦、全世界的灾难、全世界的诡诈、全世界的战争、眼泪、汗水、鲜血，都忽然之间全部涌到我们的小心脏面前。
And today, it's easily all the things can come to us, whether it's the pains and sufferings all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有大喜的信息，我们实在很难有喜乐和平安。
And without this news of great joy, we cannot have peace.
所以说，弟兄姊妹，天使向这些牧羊人就特别讲，我报给你们是大喜的信息。
And that's what the angels told the shepherds.
小弟兄姊妹，这大喜的信息到底是什么呢？
And what is that great news of joy?
我们看到底下就讲，这大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And the angels went on to say that great news was for all the people.
小弟兄姊妹，这大喜的信息不是让我们个人能够升官发财睡大觉的。
We saw that the news was not just for us as individuals. It wasn't for China or for the United States. It was the news concerning all the peoples and all the nations.
所以弟兄姊妹，福音的信息不是一个政治的信息。
So we see that the great news of the gospel isn't a political news.
不是一个经济的信息，不是一个文化娱乐的信息。
It wasn't news for politics. It wasn't news for entertainment.
这福音的信息是超乎政治、超乎经济、超乎文化、超乎国家和民族的。
It's something that's beyond all that.
是让我们真正的能够在耶稣基督里罪得赦免，因信称义，在这个世界上得享真正的平安。It
is the news about the forgiveness of sins and about justification and about the enjoyment of true peace.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个信息的中心不是信息。But
the center of this good news.
圣经的中心不是圣经。
Is not just the message itself.
所以这个信息本身，所以甚至圣经本身，使徒约翰就讲到，但记这些事，是让你们认识耶稣基督本身。The
scripture isn't just about the scripture as a book, but it's as just as the Apostle John said, to record these things is for you to truly know that that Jesus is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在圣诞节的时候，不仅仅是一个节日，不仅仅是一个信息。
So this is not just a seasonal celebration.
更要深刻的反思，我们有没有真正的领受耶稣基督是关乎万民的，是我们的救主，是真正的耶和华上帝主耶稣基督。
The true gist of the celebration is about is whether we can accept Christ as our Savior.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们就看到这大喜的信息，包括三个方面，关乎万民的，而是一个我们的救主，而且他是主基督主的意思，就是他是昔在、今在的、永在的耶和华上帝本身。
And we see these three parts of the news. One is that it's for all the people, and secondly, it's about the Savior, and thirdly, it's about the Savior being the Christ, the Lord, that is the God Himself.
现在今在永在的耶和华上帝本身，他道成肉身，然后这个牧羊人所看见的，所要看见的，就是这样一个婴孩。
And what the shepherd saw was a baby, but the baby was the incarnation of God who was, who is, and who is to come.
有谁能够想到，那在马槽里的婴孩就是世界的救主呢？
Who would have thought that this baby in a manger is the Savior of the world?
上帝所使用的首先不是大学教授。
God didn't use professors.
上帝使用的也不是政治家、经济家、表演家、各种各样的达官显贵、精英人才。
Or the nobles, or the politicians, or the talented.
上帝竟然使用这样一个诞生在马槽中的一个小小的婴孩。
And what God gave us is just a humble baby in the manger.
他就是万民的救主。
Who is the Savior for all the people.
他就是耶和华上帝本身。
Who is God Himself.
他就是奉天承运拯救世界的受膏者基督本身。
And who is Christ, the Anointed One.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，对于这位救主，天使一大堆天兵同的天使就赞美上帝。
And for this Savior, the angel and the heavenly hosts were praising him.
通过耶稣基督，上帝在天上得到完全的荣耀。
And through Christ, God was given all the glory.
通过耶稣基督，上帝的选民在地上得到完美的平安。
And through Jesus Christ, the people on earth can receive the true and perfect peace.
说弟兄姊妹，这就是平安夜的经历。
And brothers and sisters, that is the true meaning of Christmas.
上帝给我们最大的恩赐就是主耶稣基督本身。
Which is about the about Jesus Christ, who is the perfect gift from God.
面对各种各样让我们担心惧怕的这消息那消息。
And among all the fears that we have,
但是我们却有大喜的信息。
God has given us this news of great joy.
这个大喜的信息不是人随随便便编造的信息。
And this isn't a made-up piece of news.
这个大喜的信息是直接关乎万民，直接是赐给我们救主，直接就是上帝本身道成肉身来拯救我们。
It's a news about God becoming flesh, who is to save us.
所以弟兄姊妹， 看着主的恩典，我们就彼此相劝，要真正认识耶稣基督，享受真正的圣诞节。
So that we should encourage one another to truly accept Jesus as our Savior.
所以圣诞节不是一个购物节。
This Christmas holiday isn't a holiday for shopping.
圣诞节不是度假，圣诞节不是聚集，也许这些方面都是可以理解、可以尊重的。但是圣诞节精力不在于此。
It's not for parties. It's not for for gatherings. But although all these things are perfectly fine,
在此圣诞节的时候，我们要领受上帝赐给我们的，我们要享受上帝已经赐给我们的。
But above all, we are to enjoy the greatest gift, who is Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，世界上过圣诞节最遗憾的就是根本不听着大喜的信息，根本不接受耶稣基督。
And the greatest regret in this season is the ignorance of this greatest gift.
那中国的问题根本何在？
What are our true problems?
美国的问题根本何在？
For any nation.
国要攻打国，民要攻打民，是因为没有平安，是因为我们心里充满了嫉妒纷争。
The country will attack countries, the nations will rage against nations because we don't have peace. All we have are jealousy and conflict. And what is our idol worship? Our idolatry is in it's in the constitutional system. And we want prosperity, we want democracy, we want a legal society. All this can actually be encompassed in this one word,
peace.
The greatest idol worship is to just to want the peace, but doesn't want the peace giver, who is Jesus Christ. As we experience pain and suffering, we may not have peace at home, at work, for our peace, for our physical health. And sometimes we don't have peace, and then we give up, and then we wanted to go somewhere else.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就希望在这以下快快的十年上，我们更深的认识耶稣基督本身。So
we want to return to the key points of knowing Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督他是独一的上帝本身。He
is the one and true, one and only true God.
他是圣父、圣子、圣灵，三一上帝本身。And
He is a triune God, a God of the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以在约翰福音第一章第一节就建立说，太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。And
that's why in the opening of the Gospel of John, the Bible says, the Word is God.
第二个方面，耶稣基督不仅是独一的上帝，不仅是三一的上帝，他更是神人二性道成了肉身。And
thirdly, Jesus Christ isn't just God; He is fully God and fully human.
所以我们看到主，也就是耶和华上帝本身，他竟然成为一个婴孩出现在人间。And
so we see God became a child that had living among us.
所以在提摩太前书三章十六节就发出这样的感叹。
And then the Bible gave us this this great poetry in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
说大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是上帝在肉身显现。
Great indeed is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣是独一的上帝，他是神人二性，他更是上帝与人之间独一的中保。So
Jesus Christ was the one and true God. He is fully God and fully man, and also Jesus Christ is our mediator.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样有限的人，我们这样有罪的人，怎么能够来到一个无限上帝、无限圣洁的上帝面前呢？
How can a sinful man appear before God, who is infinite and who is holy? Only Jesus, who was fully man and fully God, and who became the mediator between God and man. And bring us in front of God. That's why the Bible said, if we see Jesus Christ, we see God. And because of his salvation and the cleansing, he can bring us before God. And so that we can come before God and call him our Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督不光诞生在这个世界，诞生在马槽之中受苦被钉死的十字架。Jesus
not only was born into this world and died for us on the cross.
今天很多基督教，很多基督徒苦苦的。And
many Christians today are miserable. And because they focus on the suffering and death of Jesus. But he is also the resurrected God who was raised again and now sits at the right hand of God. And fourthly, we see the two status of Jesus, his humbled status as man and his exalted status. And also, Jesus, he has three offices. He is our great prophet, he is our great priest, and he's our great king. A lot of times we accept Jesus as our priest who has died for us, who has become the lamb of a sin offering to God. But do you also accept him as a great prophet who has given us God's word? We have to submit ourselves to his dominion. Are you willing to submit yourself to him as our great king and Lord? Do you truly want to submit yourselves in the church to truly to learn and study God's truth? A lot of times we only focus on the forgiveness of sins that Jesus has given us. And also the number six, which is also something we often ignore, is that we need to become Jesus' disciple. And he said in Gospel Mark chapter 1 verse 38, Jesus himself said that I may preach there for that's why I came. And just as the Bible told us, the kingdom of God is near, we should repent, we should become the disciples of Jesus. And Jesus also called us to follow him so that we can become fishers of men. A lot of time, as we come from a non-believer to a believer. But we should further to become Jesus' disciple, who is willing to follow him and to obey his teachings. And as the Bible said, given a lot of times, we should actually become masters. But in many times, even after many years after we have become Christians, we are still as infants, as the Bible warned us. So that all our brothers and sisters in the church, we should not just become a believer and not just becoming a disciple, but also become masters.
弟兄姊妹，第七点，耶稣基督特别见证真理，为真理做见证。
And the seventh point, that Jesus has come to give testimony to God's truth.
What is truth?
A lot of times people ask, what is truth?
然后我们就看到耶稣在比拉多面前，在约翰福音十八章十七节到十八节，耶稣说：“我为此而生，也特为此来到世界，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”比拉多说：“真理算老几？真理是什么？”
We see that in the Gospel of John, that Jesus was telling Pilate that he came here for the purpose of giving testimony to God's truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第八点我们讲到耶稣基督来传讲真理的时候，特别的讲天国之道。
And the eighth point that Jesus came to preach the word of heaven to us.
我们看到在使徒行传第一章第三节总结耶稣基督的教训，特别讲哪怕他受害之后复活之后用许多的凭据将自己活活显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说上帝国的事。
Acts chapter 1 verse 3, Jesus presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们不知不觉很多教会就把耶稣所讲的天国的福音、天国的道理变成了天堂的道理。
A lot of times we sort of mistook what Jesus taught about the kingdom of God to a message of just paradise.
只要信耶稣升天堂，就万事大吉了。
We can believe in Jesus and go to heaven.
我们不要在这个世界上先求神的国度，先求神的什么公义？我们放弃了在这个世界上为真理而征战的使命。
We have forgotten about the mission to first seek God's righteousness and God's kingdom in this world.
弟兄姊妹，这天国之道不仅包括福音，也包括律法。
And the kingdom of the world is not just about gospel, but it's also about God's law.
耶稣基督在登山宝训中强调：“莫想我来要废掉律法。”
And in the Beatitudes, the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus said, "Don't think that I am come to abolish God's law."
当耶稣在强调说：“我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
I have come to fulfill it.
但是今天可惜很多基督徒受错误神学的影响，哎，我们信耶稣了，我们就不用守律法了。
And many times we mistakenly think now we have gospel, we don't need God's law, we don't need to obey God's commandments.
当然我们不用守律法来罪得赦免，来得永生。
Of course, we don't need to rely on the obeying the law to become saved, to have eternal life.
因为耶稣基督为我们成全，为我们遵守了律法，使我们因信称义的。
Because Jesus himself has fulfilledGod's law for us, so that we can receive justification by faith.
但是耶稣基督作为耶和华上帝，他就在旧约、新约中总讲爱我、守我诫命的。
But the Bible, throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, told us that the God's people are those who love Him and obey His commandments.
所以，著名的改革宗神学家巴文克在他的《教义神学》第四大卷吧，都厚厚的。但是不论如何，他讲的一节话很重要。
The famous theologian Barvink said something in his writings.
他说福音是暂时的。
He said the gospel is temporary.
律法是永恒的。
The law is eternal.
并且律法显然是福音本身恢复了律法。
And the gospel has restored, reinstated God's law.
因为福音只有在人堕落以后才出现。
Because gospel only appeared after the fall of man.
当耶稣基督上帝借着耶稣基督审判这个世界，那时候福音的大门就什么关闭了。
And when Christ comes again to judge this world, the door of the gospel will be closed.
不管是人类堕落之前，还是人类最终得荣之后，我们都要按照律法中神的旨意，爱主爱人来侍奉上帝。
But even before the fall, even after our glorification, we still need to love God and love one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够这样认识耶稣基督？怎么能够领受这么多高深的道理呢？
And how can we receive truly receive Jesus and receive His teachings?
第九点就是耶稣基督会赐圣灵，使我们明白真理。
And the point number 9, Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can know God's truth.
所以耶稣在约翰福音14章16节应许说：“我求父，父就赐给你们宝惠师生。”
And John chapter 14 verse 16 said, Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper to be with you forever."
所以约翰福音16章13节讲，真理的圣灵来了，带领我们进入明白一切的真理。
And John chapter 16 verse 13, when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣诞节之所以是活泼的。
The reason why Christmas is a living holiday.
是因为圣灵继续不断的将神的圣言，将耶稣基督的救赎来赐给我们，使耶稣基督在我们心中不断的成型。
And it's because the Spirit lives in us and continuously give God's truth in us so that we can become the shape of Christ Jesus.
小弟兄姊妹，面对各种各样的艰难困苦。
So as we face challenges and sufferings, we often cannot sleep peacefully. We worry about our physical health, our family, our church, our nation.
但是耶稣基督给我们的救赎带来的更大的最后的应许是什么呢？
But what is the final the promise that Jesus has given us? He hasn't left us alone after He ascended into heaven. He is still with us and continues to lead us in all our challenges, our sufferings.
所以在启示录17章14节就特别宣告说，他们与羔羊争战。
That's why in Revelation chapter 17, verse 14 says, "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with Him are called and chosen are faithful."
弟兄姊妹，不管世上的局势怎样变化。
So no matter how the world changes, so at this time of Christmas, in this silent night, we can receive this news of great joy. And accept the message of this from God, that to receive His Son Jesus Christ, who is our salvation.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，谢谢你爱我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us.
爱我们这些不配你爱的罪人。
Loving us who are not worthy of your love, us sinners.
甚至当我们与你为敌的时候，你就差派耶稣基督道成肉身为我们舍命。
Even as we rebelled against you, you have sent us your Son Jesus to give His life for us.
你的大爱再次就向我们显明了。Which
has manifested your great love for us.
当我们悔改信主的时候，你更是借着圣灵把你的大爱浇灌在我们心中。
As we repent and believe, Jesus, you have also sent send the Holy Spirit to live in us. At this time of Christmas,
主，你再次点燃我们心中的爱火，
kindle our fire of love in our hearts.
再次加添我们生活的灯油，
and add the oil to our lamp.
使我们常常在基督里，
that we can remain in Jesus.
使我们常常在你的大爱中，
and stay in your love. Because nothing can separate us from your love. Which is in our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
We
pray and give thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.